And good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. The Midland Warriors come into today's contest 9-10 in the conference, 14-11 overall, while the Dort College Defenders are 12-7 in the GPAC and 19-8 overall. They are on the verge of their 20th win of the season. We will see if they're able to get that job done over the next three games, and that would be the first time in program history that the Dort College women's basketball team has secured 20 wins. Dort College coming off of a win over the Jamestown Jimmies on Wednesday. Midland also in their most recent outing was victorious over the Jimmies. That was a game played back in Fremont, Nebraska last week. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt. The Midland women, 14-11 overall. They're coached by Sean Gilbert. Maddie Egger tops the team with a 14.7 points per game average, and she is taking in a team-high 7.8 rebounds per game. Amanda Hansen is adding 11.9 points per game and has made 22 three-point baskets. She has 53 assists. Lexi Haas gets 8.9 points per game with 3.8 rebounds. Maddie Meadows has a team-high 35 three-point baskets and is one of five players to make 20 or more three-point baskets so far this season. Hansen has proven to be adept at getting to the free throw line with 150 attempts so far this season. The Defender women are 19-8 overall. They're coached by Bill Harmson. Their seven losses in the league have come to Northwestern twice, Dakota Wesleyan twice, and Morningside twice, and they also lost to Concordia earlier this season. The Defenders are averaging just under 83 points per game with a 70.5 defensive average. Dort also out-rebounds teams 46.6 to 36.2 and are converting 44.1% of their field goals while allowing 37.8% success for opponents. Erica Feenster is averaging a team-high 22 points per game. Earlier this season, she was number one in the nation. She is now second in the nation in scoring at 22 points per game with a 59.5% field goal shooting success rate, and she gets 7.7 rebounds per game. Annie Rinesmith is good for 12.8 points per game, and she is making 32.4% of her three-point shots, and she has made 46 three-point baskets so far this season. Rachel Evovold is good for 12 points per game and 6.8 rebounds. She is making 52.7% of her field goals. Peyton Harmson adds 7.6 points per game. Sienna Stamnis is at 5.7, and Kenzie Bausma is at 6.8 points per contest. In the most recent outing for these two teams, I alluded to it earlier, Midland needed overtime to slide by Jamestown Saturday in Fremont. Egger scored 31 on 11 of 21 field goal shooting, and she had 12 rebounds with two assists. Lexi Haas added 10 points in a reserve role as the teams needed to play an overtime period after the game was tied 58-58 at the end of regulation. Midland overcame 21 of 64 shooting to get the win and was out-rebounded 33-29. The Defender women beat Jamestown on Wednesday night in Jamestown after leading start to finish for a 74-56 win. Dort's lead was trimmed to 2 before pulling away in the final 10 minutes of play. Feenster and Rinesmith each had 16. Bausma added 14 off of the bench with 6 rebounds and 5 steals. The Defender women needed overtime to beat Midland in the first meeting between these two teams. That was back before the Christmas break. 94-93, the Defenders victorious. Annie Rinesmith led the team with 26 points and 9 assists. Feenster added 22 and had 7 rebounds. Evovold scored 16 with 8 rebounds, and she had 4 block shots. Midland got 16 each from Egger and Severson. Three players came off the bench for Midland to score in double figures. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort Defenders and Midland Warriors set for Great Plains Athletic Conference battle. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Dort Defenders. They will start number two, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot sophomore from Hull, averaging 22 points per game. Kenzie Bausma is a 5'8 senior from Sheldon, averaging 6.8 points per game. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 7.6 points per outing. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, averaging 12.8 points per game. Rachel Evovold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, averaging 12 points per contest. Off the bench today, Sienna Stamnis, a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, She is averaging 5.7 points per outing. Jordan Van Monen is a 5'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.9 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 sophomore from Brookings, averaging 3.6 points per game. She will also play off of the bench today. Let's pause for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, our national anthem performed by a brass quintet. From the Dort College Music Department. The Dort defenders, we've given you their starting lineup already. Let's give you the Midland starting lineup. It looks like this. Number two, McKenna Sullivan is a 5'11 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 5.8 points per game. Number four is Maddie Meadows, a 5'11 junior from Gretna, averaging 5 points per contest. Amanda Hansen is a 5'7 junior from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 14 is Madison Severson. She's a 5'3 sophomore from Omaha, averaging 6.3 points per outing. And number 34 is Maddie Egger. She is a 6 foot a senior from UTAN, Nebraska, averaging 14.7 points per game. Leading player for Midland off of the bench, Lexi Haas, a 5'9 freshman from West Point, Nebraska, averages 8.9 points per game. Sam Shepard and Katie Gathje average 5.5 and 5.1 points per game, respectively, for the Warriors. Dort will be in their home white jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed in black, while the Midland Warriors will be in their blue jerseys, orange numbers, and lettering, and that is trimmed in white. We are just about set for basketball. Dort College versus Midland in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this afternoon from the DeWitt Gym. It's also senior day here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll be recognizing the one senior involved with the Dort varsity program. Post game, that is Kenzie Bausma, and three men will be recognized as well for their ongoing inclusion with the men's basketball program. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. Our officials today, Sean Winter, Connor Singhuysen, and Troy Wolber will be administering the rules, and we are set for basketball. Opening tip is controlled by the defenders and Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith has it in between the circles, brings it left side, gets it back over to Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with it, gives it up Harmson. Harmson back left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith to the cutter. Bausma. Bausma in the lane. Hair shot off of the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland with a basketball. And the Warriors bring it up. Madison Severson with it. Severson passes it right side. It's taken away by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball up the left sideline. Picks up her, well, she doesn't pick up her dribble. Brings it back to the middle of the floor. Now gives it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Bausma. Bausma deep left corner. Bausma feeds it underneath. Gives it up to Evavold. Evavold trying to back her way in. Puts it up with the left hand. Soft layup the glass. Good. Rachel Evavold with the two-point basket. And the Dort defenders are on the board. 2-0. 2-0. Just underway. 1 minute gone in this one. Midland basketball picking up the dribble. They pass it left side over to Hansen. Hansen gives it up. Out front, Severson. Severson with the basketball. Feed it down low. Ball tipped away momentarily. Egger picks it up. Egger down to the baseline. Collapsed on. Muscles it up. Good. Maddie Egger with a two-point basket. She's got over 750 points now for her career. Rinesmith with the basketball. Passes left hand to Feenstra. Feenstra down to the baseline. Out front it comes to Harmson. Harmson to Evavold. Evavold splits the defense. Her two-point basket is good. Rachel Evavold with the two-point bucket. And the defenders have taken a 4-2 lead. 4-2. So far, Dort has scored on two of their three possessions so far today. With the basketball is Meadows. Meadows goes right side. Severson. Kick out pass, three on the way, missed, no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma up the floor quickly to Rinesmith, right side Harmson. Harmson grabs it on the right wing, passes left side Rinesmith. Rinesmith backdoor cut, Bausma. Bausma off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, Bausma had it, gets it stripped, and it's coming away with it is Severson. Severson, right side Hansen. Hansen to Meadows. Three-pointer from the wing, no good. This is a team that makes 39% of their three-point shots. Beg your pardon, 28% of their three-point shots. Dort turns it over. Here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball out front. They pass it left side Meadows. Meadows feeds it underneath Egger. Egger in traffic. Off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play. That will go against Dort's Rachel Evavold. Evavold whistled for foul number one. Free throws on the way for Maddie Egger. Egger with 2 points, and she'll shoot two free throws. She is a 74% free throw shooter. First free throw slips over the front of the rim and drops through. Another one on the way for the right-handed free throw shooting senior from U10, Nebraska. She's got all three points for Midland so far. 7:19 remaining first half. First quarter, that is. And she makes both free throws. Maddie Egger with four. Rachel Evavold with four. Peyton Harmson lets fly with a three from the right wing. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball on the right wing. Sullivan passes it back left side and gives it up to Hansen. Roll it down low. Egger back outside Meadows. Meadows with the basketball into the corner. Van Manen covering the corner. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson to Van Manen. Van Manen up the floor. Nobody stops the ball. She takes it, puts it up. No good. There for the rebound, Feenstra. Shot no good. And Feenstra is fouled on the second chance shots. A shot, that is. Erica Feenstra will now go to the free throw line. That foul is charged to Maddie Egger, and that is number one on her. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. A second free throw on the way. And that one's off the mark as well. Rebound cleared, though, by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf, Van Manen, straight on three. Left it short, no good. Massive humanity up after it. And we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Checking into the game will be Dort College's Rachel Evavold. Midland with the basketball, Severson. Severson up the floor. We're tied 4-4. So a couple of missed free throws by Erica Feenstra. The defenders missed the opportunity to retake the lead. Midland basketball, left elbow. They throw it away, throwing it towards the wing, and it's tipped away. Last touch by Midland. It is Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball, Stamness up the floor. Stamness. Goes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt to Evavold. Evavold left side, Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Into the corner goes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt feeds it underneath to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf to the cutter, Rachel Evavold, coming down the opposite side of the lane. And the defenders have a 6-4 lead. 6-4, defenders up two. Left side pass, Hansen. Hansen in between the circles. Pass over the top, taken away by Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf able to read that pass coming through the lane. And it's taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen to Pruitt. Pruitt, Evavold. Evavold faces up, nothing there. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the right wing. Used up her dribble. Comes back left side to Stamness. Beyond the three-point line, Stamness goes left wing. Beyond the three-point line is Pruitt. Pruitt to Van Manen. Eight to shoot. They feed it to Evavold at the free throw line. Tries to dump it for Smitsdorf. And the ball is taken away. A turnover by the defenders. Here comes Midland. Meadows is going to throw it up the floor. Left-handed shot missed. No good by the post player. Missing that shot was Gathji. Here comes Dort College, Van Manen. Van Manen down to the baseline. Feeds the trailer. Evavold. Evavold off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken down by Stamness. Ball's down on the floor. And now Dort takes it away. Evavold. Evavold is finally fouled on the play. Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. May have been a foul or two before in the lane. As it is, they get that foul called. First free throw is up and good for Rachel Evavold. Seven for Evavold. A lot of contact on that last sequence. Rachel Evavold, a 78% free throw shooter, makes the first one, makes the second one, and the junior from Bloomington, Minnesota, that is, makes it an 8-4 ball game. 4:50 left to play, first quarter. Left side pass, with it is Shepherd. Shepherd goes right wing, gives it up to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball, down to the baseline. Hansen gets the ball back. Hansen comes back, right side, three on the way, up and down. A three-point bucket for Lexus Haas, and the defender lead is 8-7. 8-7 our score. Evavold, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, three ball, good. Annie Rhinesmith with the three-point basket. Dort College answers with a three of their own. It's now 11-7. 11-7, left side pass, Haas. Haas with the basketball, comes back outside to Severson. Severson, hassled there by Stamness, comes back to Hansen. Hansen, left side three, is up and good. A three-point basket off the assist from Hansen for Haas. Haas with her second three. She's averaging 8.9 points per game. She's got a couple of threes here in the first quarter. Harmson comes back out front for Evavold. And we've got a foul underneath the basket away from the play. That's going to go on Haas. That's number one on her. Harmson, Evavold, Feenstra, Stamness, and Rhinesmith. All five check out. Shemileski, Bausma, Kennard, Van Manen, and also checking in is Dortz, Bailey, Tetzloff. First pass, inbounded, deflected out. Dort with it back again, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shemileski to Bausma. Bausma, Kennard. Kennard with the basketball back to Van Manen. Van Manen gives it back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff drives in the lane, banks it home. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. Dort leads 13-10. 13-10, Dort College trying to show pressure defense. Midland, transition three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Here comes Dort College in transition. Comes back over to Tetzloff. Collision, no call made. Van Manen looks for Kennard. Kennard, right corner, lets fly with a three, no good. Rebound, though, Shemileski. Shemileski in traffic. Her shot, no good. And Maya Shemileski will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. As the defenders with this group, they will pressure. They will try to get the tempo going. They may give up some baskets, but they will get the pace of the game ratcheted up. That's been their method of operation so far this season. 3:08 remaining here in the first quarter. See if Dort College is able to overwhelm the basketball defensively. Second free throw by Shemileski is good, the freshman from Mayer, Minnesota. It's 15-10. Dort College working a trap in the backcourt. Midland with it up front. Midland, 24 on the shot clock. Ball comes loose. Now 22 seconds. Now 21. Now 20. And we've got a 10 seconds violation called on the Midland Warriors. Midland turns it over. A 10 second violation in the backcourt. Once that ball popped free, Midland had to fire it up the floor quickly. Otherwise, they were going to get called for 10 seconds. Pass out front. It's taken away. It was intended for Tetzloff, and it's taken back, and the turnover doesn't result in points for the defenders. Instead, Egger gets it, gets a wide-open layup on the other end, and it's 15-13, and now Bailey Tetzloff, a travel violation out front. Midland gets it back, leading. Dort leads 15-12. 15-12, our score, 2:43 remaining, first quarter. With the basketball, right side, Egger. Egger cut off, feeds it to the left wing. Drive, shot, no good. Rebound tipped, it's down on the floor, picked up by Midland. Back out front, it comes to Haas. Three, good. Haas with another three. She ties it at 15-all. Underneath, intended for Kennard, it's tipped away. Dort will send the original starting five into the floor. Well, beg your pardon, that's their regular starting five, but for senior day, adjusted it a little bit. Stamness now in this group. Throwing the ball in is Evavold. Evavold comes back. Out front, Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Left side, Stamness. Stamness spins it back over for Evavold. 17-footer, up and down. The rainbow finds the bottom of the net for Evavold. Makes it 17-15. Evavold with 10 first quarter points. 17-15. Dort leading by two. Right side with it is Shepard. Shepard passes. They give it underneath Egger. Egger steps through. Her layup, good. Maddie Egger with 8 points. And we're tied at 17-all. 17-17. Right side pass. They give it up. Evavold. Evavold, Stamness, Stamness, Rinesmith, Rinesmith three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Casey Thompson for Midland. Midland with a chance to regain the lead. Midland out front, Shepard, Shepard left side, Haas. Haas has three threes to her credit here in the first quarter. She's guarded now by Rinesmith. Right side pass, Egger, Egger, two players around her. And she's going to be called for traveling. She put the ball on the deck, and Dort came with a double team, and eventually three players were surrounding the basketball. Dort gets it back with an opportunity to retake the lead at 17-17. Bringing the basketball up for the defenders is Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the right side. Annie hesitates, cut off, Feenstra. Feenstra, right side, Harmson. Harmson down low for Evavold. Evavold off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Rinesmith with it, and the shot clock did not get reset. I'm not sure the ball hit the rim. I think it's underneath. 48.5 seconds remaining in the quarter, 17-17. And the issue, I believe, is whether that last shot actually hit the rim or not. And I don't know that it did. From my vantage point, I couldn't tell. And I have a similar look at it as the shot clock operator. And they're going to leave it at 10 seconds. So Dort inbounding with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Evavold comes over to Rinesmith. 8 to shoot. Harmson inside Evavold. 5 seconds. Cross-court pass. Stamness. 3 ball. Good. Sienna Stamness with the 3-point basket. Dort regains a 3-point lead. 20-17. Let's see if the defenders can now get a stop. It comes over to Thompson. Thompson with it out front. 5-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Midland on the left-hand side. They give it up to Meadows. Meadows with a three. Ball hits the shot clock above the backboard. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. And Annie Rinesmith will bring it up. Annie Rinesmith takes it up the floor. 13 now. Pass goes high post. Evavold. Evavold. 8 seconds. Now 7. Ball is loose. Still loose, picked up by Midland. 3 seconds. They've got it at midcourt. Let fly with a desperation heave. That's off the heel. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Dort 20, Midland 17. It'll be Dort basketball when we resume play after the quarter break right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. With the basketball, they give it up right wing. Right elbow, that is, to Evavold. Dort with a two-point lead. Shot no good by Evavold. Rebound Feenster, no good. Rebound Stamness out front. Rhinesmith, a fresh 30 to work with. Rhinesmith drives the lane, throws it into the corner, trying to save it in. Erica Feenstra, and the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Well, in men's volleyball earlier today, the defender men getting a 3-0 win over Maranatha Baptist in a match played at Viterbo in La Crosse, Wisconsin. They'll go for their third match win in a row when they play Viterbo in about 45 minutes. Kick-out pass into the corner, three, missed it, no good. A mass of humanity up after that one. Looked like four players around the ball. Ball ends up tipped out of bounds, last touched by the Midland Warriors. It is Dort basketball. Dort basketball. The defenders have it underneath Evavold. Evavold soft touch. And Evavold with a two-point basket. Evavold with 12. She's picked up the slack here today. And the defender lead is 22-17. Let's see if Dort can stretch it out just a little bit. It's been a tight game throughout the first 11 minutes or so. Dort had a two-possession lead on a couple of occasions. Midland has had answers, and they do again. Another three for Lexus Haas. Haas with the three-point bucket. She's got four threes. I don't think she's missed one yet. Harmson goes to Evavold. Evavold trying to find the cutter. Rhinesmith, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. So Dort unable to secure it after the ball was tipped. Midland gets the ball back. 22-20. The defender sending Bailey Tetzloff into the contest. Looks like her assignment will be trying to slow Haas down. Slow down Haas. Pass goes to Peyton Wingert. Feed it down low. Midland scooping it up. Shot no good by Katie Gathje. Here comes the defenders. Right side pass. Harmson. To Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Reverses out to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with it. Step back three. No good off the heel. Rebound cleared by Stamness near the free throw line. The long rebound. Rhinesmith, a rhythm three. That one's off the mark. No good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Dort's Bailey Tetzloff. That's number one on Tetzloff. So Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. It will be Midland basketball. So Midland basketball, 22-20. Wingert picks up her dribble. Comes back to Egger. Lob pass underneath. Shot no good. Rebound, and we've got a hold called on the defenders and Sienna Stamness. Stamness whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Midland will inbound the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Midland's Madison Severson. Severson's pass out front, Egger. Egger, 17-footer for the tie, misses, no good. Rebound controlled by Rhinesmith. Annie up the floor. Annie driving, right side, reverses. Harmson, three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Dort's three-point shooting woes continue. It's been tough sledding from beyond the arc for the last couple of weeks now for the defenders. Lob pass over the top, and it's tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Midland on the intended lob for McKenna Sullivan. Midland trying to work that high-low pass, and the defenders able to get the ball back on the turnover. Rhinesmith with it, and we've got a blocking foul called on Madison Severson. Severson, senior from Omaha, Nebraska, trying to read Rhinesmith, and Rhinesmith dribbling strong with the right hand, able to draw the foul as she went to the right with that dribble. Tetzloff to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Back out front, Stamness. Stamness driving. Gets it back over to Bailey. Bailey three. Missed it short. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland content to pack it in underneath. And then when they try to run, though, they turn it over. And right now, if you're playing Dort, you're forcing them to try and knock down a three-pointer consistently. Sienna Stamness and Annie Rinesmith all with one three-pointer apiece so far. Harmson and Tetzloff check out of the ballgame. Bausma and Pruitt check in. Dort leads 22-20, 6:30 remaining in the half. Left side is Van Manen over the basketball. Now Stamness. Stamness pass deflected, picked up by Pruitt. She hands the hot potato back over to Stamness. Gives it up Van Manen right wing. Van Manen puts it up in traffic, and Jordan Van Manen driving with the right hand, able to draw the foul on Severson. That is Severson's second foul. And free throws on the way for Van Manen. So Jordan Van Manen, a freshman from Sioux Center, steps to the charity stripe, trying to extend the lead for the defenders. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Van Manen. So the second free throw coming. This one's up and good as well. So Van Manen in the scorebook with a couple of free throws. Defenders lead 24-20. Defenders out front with it on the right side. The Turbo winger, that's Midland. Got volleyball on the brain as well, trying to keep track of how the defender men's volleyball team is doing today. Strong move that time by Maddie Egger. Egger finishes. She's got 10. She drove to the right-hand side and got across the lane and finished with the right hand. Kenzie Bausma, 3. No good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland over the basketball, Wengert. Wengert looking for someone to pass to. Wengert gives it up to Thompson. Thompson straight up the floor. She goes left side to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Short-armed it. Rebound taken away by Smidsdorf. Mari with the basketball. Gets it away to Stamness. Sienna up the floor. Sienna goes left side. Pruitt. Pruitt to Smidsdorf. Smidsdorf to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. They jam her on the cut. They go right side instead over to Van Manen. Van Manen spins it back out for Mari. Mari, 12-footer, off the mark, no good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Thompson. Thompson goes right side. This is Shepard. Shepard to Egger. Egger back to Shepard for the lead. Yep, three-point basket for Shepard. Midland with 5 made threes here in the first half. And the Warriors have a one-point advantage, 25-24. Smidsdorf in traffic, puts it up, shot no good. And it's blocked out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It will be Dort basketball. Ryan Smith, Harmson, and Evavold all checking in. The defenders trailing by a point, 25-24. Dort was up at one point here to start the quarter, 22-17. They've been outscored, though, in this quarter, 8-4. That translates into Midland taking a one-point lead, 25-24. Midland defending. Dort gets it in, left wing. Evavold drop it inside for Smidsdorf. Double-teamed. Mari off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Driving in, Shepard, too strong, no good. Shepard comes in from out of bounds, no call made. Rebound controlled by Harmson. She gives it off to Ryan Smith. Certainly looked like Shepard had not established herself in bounds, but no call made. Evavold reverses Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Midland basketball, Thompson. Pretty critical point right now for the defender. Shots not falling. Midland a chance to extend the lead, and Shepard knocks it down. Sam Shepard with a couple of threes. And the Warriors have taken a 28-24 advantage. Dort College offensively struggling right now. And the Warriors have taken advantage to forge a four-point advantage, 28-24. Dort basketball after the timeout. Smidsdorf on the right wing with it. Picks up her dribble, shovels it down low for Evavold. Evavold one-on-one. Puts the shot up off of the glass, no good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. That's going to go against the defenders and Smidsdorf. And until Dort starts knocking down an outside shot or two consistently, we're going to see things get packed in tighter and tighter by the Midland defense. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Foul in the front court called on the defenders now. That goes on Kenzie Kennard. Kennard whistled for foul number one. Midland basketball. 28-24. And Midland will inbound again. They get it into Thompson working against Shemileski. Shemileski over the basketball, 25 to shoot. Shemileski on the defense, I should say. Out front with the basketball is Haas. Haas, floater from 10, good. Haas with the two-point basket, she's got 14. And the defenders trail by 6, 30-24. Jump ball called, alternating possession as Tetzloff took it into the lane. She got tied up on the way up. And the Midland Warriors now with a little bit of momentum. They lead 30-24, and Dort has to find a way to get some energy and get this momentum neutralized. Midland basketball. They go up the floor, find Thompson. Thompson on the right side, 15-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen. Here comes Dort with the basketball, 2:55 remaining. Van Manen in traffic, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. Thompson over the top, throws it to Haas. Haas guarded by Bausma. They give it up underneath. Shot no good. Rebound Shemileski. Shemileski ahead. It goes Kennard. Kennard with the basketball up the floor. Kenzie into the corner. Bausma. Bausma 12-footer right baseline. Good. Bausma with a 2-point bucket makes it 26-30. Defenders down four. Midland basketball. Thompson. Thompson with it, and we've got a push called on the defenders. Who's it going to go against? We'll see who Sean Winter rings up with this personal foul. That's going to go on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for the personal, her first, and team foul number five for the defenders here in the quarter. Thompson will inbound, will shoot free throws. She's 24 of 28 this season. So she will shoot a pair here with her team leading 30-26 and now 31-26. Midland has outscored Dort up to this point. 14-6 in this quarter, and they lead 31-26. Another free throw on the way for Thompson. This one's up, left it short, no good. That's a rarity. She misses her sixth free throw of the season. And the defenders back the other way. Tetzloff layup in and out. No good. Halfway down. Pops out. Here comes Thompson with the basketball. Midland. Midland with it. Tetzloff holds her ground. And the foul is called on Bailey Tetzloff. It looked like Tetzloff played it straight up. But the foul is issued to Tetzloff. And Sam Shepard will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First free throw. No good. Another one on the way for Shepard. Shepard with a couple of threes so far to her credit today. And she makes one of two. Defenders trail 32-26. Back the other way, Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen, right side, gets a screen. Feeds Tetzloff. Tetzloff up strong, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders trail by four, 32-28. Pass up the floor. It's taken back by Tetzloff with a steal on that pass to no one in particular. Van Manen with it. Right side, Kennard. Kennard looking for the pass down low. Instead goes to Bausma. Bausma in traffic. Her shot no good. And a foul called on Bailey Tetzloff on the rebound. That's three on Tetzloff. So Tetzloff whistled for her third personal foul. And free throws on the way for Thompson. Casey Thompson, 1-for-2 today, 25 for 30 this season. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. 1:30 remaining in the half. Midland 33, Dort 28. And a second free throw on the way for Thompson. This one's up and good. So Thompson makes both free throws. The lead is back to 6, 34-28. With it right side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith gives it up, Stamness. Stamness left side, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, gives it back over to Annie. Annie looking down low, finds Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up, and they're going to call a foul before the shot. Foul charge to McKenna Sullivan, her first. Dort will inbound underneath the basket again. This is Evavold throwing it in. Evavold gets it to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, Harmson. Harmson of the basketball. They give it up, Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic. Her shot, as she spins into the lane, is good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort trails 34-30. Midland basketball. Thompson goes to Egger. Egger reverses outside. Wenger picks up her dribble. Now goes to trying to feed it down low to Sullivan. Taken away by the defenders. Pass over the top. Taken back by Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson up the floor. Picks up her dribble. Comes back right side. Three. No good. Rebound Wenger. Under 30 seconds to go now in the half. 18 on the shot clock. Pass deflected, and it's last touched by the Dort defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Wengert will throw it in. Wengert looking for someone to pass to. Gets it in. With it is Haas. Haas with it. 10 to shoot. Now 9. Left side Sullivan. Sullivan to Thompson. 5 to shoot. Lob it underneath. Sullivan. Sullivan easy bucket. McKenna Sullivan on the right-hand side gets the shot to go. It's 36-30, 7 seconds remaining in the half. Out front, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, free throw line, Evavold. Evavold tries to find Feenstra underneath. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort. It will be Midland basketball, less than a second to play. 36-30, and Midland is content to go into the locker room up by half a dozen. 36-30. Midland in front by 6 in a rugged first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We will be checking in with our Where Are They Now segment coming up right after this.
Greetings and welcome into Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Where Are They Now is made possible here by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. On this edition of Where Are They Now, we're joined by a Sioux Falls Christian grad, a Sioux Falls native who's currently studying to become an architect. He was a midfielder and a defensive midfielder for the Dort College men's soccer program for 4 years, was named to several conference teams, and played a pivotal role on some of the program's most successful teams in this decade. Joining us on Where Are They Now today is a 2017 Dort College graduate, Cody Van Holland. You grew up in Sioux Falls, you went to Sioux Falls Christian, and there are, you know, always a healthy handful of kids from SFC that end up choosing to continue their education and athletic careers at Dort. So what colleges and universities were you looking at, and why did you choose Dort?
Yeah, so the colleges I was actually looking at were Concordia University in Seward, Judson University in Chicago, Illinois, and then the other one was Drury University in Missouri. The main reason I picked Dort, I mean, it was actually just to play soccer. One of the main reasons. Just the familiarity aspect, and then my family has strong ties to college, so that also helped kind of sway me in that direction. But mainly the reason was soccer, to play there.
And that's a fair reason too. We all want to continue our athletic careers as long as we can. Academically speaking, you kind of wanted to work in architecture. When did you decide that was a career you kind of wanted to pursue?
It was actually right out of when I got into high school. So Judson and Drury, the two schools that I was looking at, kind of mainly actually are really well known for their architecture programs. And so when I went to Dort, that was one of the requirements, was can I help me prepare the way for an architecture master's degree down the road? Because that was really the plan from high school. And so every kind of decision was based off of soccer and can I get my master's degree in architecture doing this route to Dort.
you were a high-quality athlete at Dort, you know, a four-year contributor and starter for the Dort men's soccer team. When did soccer start to take hold and become one of the bigger passions in your life?
Probably in middle school. I played club soccer, and, I mean, every weekend we'd be going to tournaments where some college scouts would be, some wouldn't be, but it really, we played in regional tournaments where you're playing the best teams in each state when I was, like, 12 years old, and so I kind of had to act for it right away and just really enjoyed the people and then just the aspects of soccer. So I just kept pursuing it, stuck with it, and really it's been a way that a lot of the best memories of my life have come through is through that sport.
As a soccer athlete at Dort, you were named to several conference teams. You played a pivotal role on a few of the most successful teams this decade for the program. Why do you think you were able to be an effective piece as kind of that central midfielder, defensive mid for the soccer program?
Mainly because of the teammates that I had. I mean, the two best years really that I had at Dort was when I was in my freshman and sophomore year. Mainly my sophomore year was my most successful, and that's just because everybody, they respect me as a player, as a person, and they knew what I could do, so they tried to use me as much as possible. Rather than them being older, having an ego, and saying that I don't need him, they really used the skill that I had and made themselves even better through it.
When you think back to your time at Dort, and I know it wasn't that long ago, a little over a year and a half ago, but when someone mentions Dort and you think back to your time there, whether it's as a student or as an athlete, what sticks out to you most?
I mean, it's the cliche answer of Dort, and that's community. But, I mean, everybody who has been there, who has anything to do with Dort, knows how good it actually is, how much you don't really go there for the area, you stay there for the people. And it's one of the things I miss about most. I mean, I live in Denver now, and I mean, it's a town of millions of people, and I still got a better sense of community in a town of however big Sioux Center is, and it's just crazy to me, really going from a small town aspect to a big town aspect, how much you can really take that for granted when you're in the actual situation.
Well, you mentioned you're living in Denver now. They don't let anyone become an architect. They make you work for it and earn for it, and you're in the middle of that process. You're at CU Denver College of Architecture and Planning. What drew you in to that school, and what stood out to you about CU Denver's architecture program?
Yeah, so I mean, the big draw was the mountains for me right away. I wouldn't know I wouldn't be outdoors and near someplace I could snowboard constantly. But CU Denver, their big program, their design build program, it's nationally recognized throughout the world. They won many awards. 2 years ago, they won an award, and they were in the same category as World Trade Center 1 and actually won that award. So some big projects that they're getting their name on. I'm in the program now this semester. We're building cabins for New Mexico, and it's one of the most time-consuming things I've ever done, but it's definitely one of the biggest draws that took me to this college.
So you mentioned their design program. They have a bunch of different areas of focus. You have another year and a half there, and you can't predict the future, but when you graduate, what do you hope to do next, or what kind of focus in terms of architecture do you hope to take moving forward post-education?
I love to get in residential architecture, whether that be in the mountains, near a lake, but some sort of residential piece where I'm more hands-on with the client, not necessarily in the corporate world, but get to really push the ideas and really the budget that I get and see what can be done.
You graduated from Dort in 2017. Aside from going to school, and I get, you know, that probably takes up a lot of your time and your work, but how have you enjoyed living in Colorado? You mentioned the mountains kind of drew you, and there's certainly a change of pace over South Dakota, Iowa, and the plains.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a day trip community where people are willing to travel 2 hours just to go do something one day or 1 hour. People are willing to spend 3 hours in traffic just to go do something for 1 hour. So it's really crazy about, like, what people are willing to do, just the sort of activity that people have, like the amount of drive they have to go see a sunset on top of a mountain or go snowboarding at 5 a.m. and observe a spot. It's crazy to me how dedicated they are out here to some of those little things.
The role of athletics, it kind of changes in our lives as the years go by, and whether it's with soccer or coaching, I know you did a little bit of that your senior year at Dort, or maybe it's another physical activity. How would you describe the role of athletics in your life today?
Probably one of the biggest roles I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's still playing out here. I still coach soccer actually out here. And I think one of the biggest things like that role has had is it's made me like especially hard worker, as that's really what I'm known for, especially when it comes to the soccer community. And then really even transferring into that academics now, is this is really testing me even farther, not just the analytics, I bet the academic side, and just how hard I'm willing to push towards the goals that I want. That's something that athletics has really taught me.
A big thank you to Cody Van Hollen for taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holy Grail Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That does it for this edition of Where Are They Now. We've got to get back to Dort College basketball, the second half, and all the action that unfolds. Coming up next here on KDCR with Mike Biker.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look at our halftime statistics. Midland, 12 of 28 from the floor, 43%. 6 for 13 on threes, 46%. 6 of 8 on free throws, 75%. For Dort, 11 of 34 from the floor, 32%. 2 for 12 on threes, 16.7%. 6 for 8 on free throws, 75%. Both teams have 20 rebounds. Both teams have committed 11 turnovers. Dort has 6 steals. Midland has 7. Midland is led by Alexis Haas with 14 points. She is 4 for 5 from the 3-point line. Maddie Egger has 10 points. 7 for Sam Shepard. 3 for Casey Thompson. 2 for McKenna Sullivan. For Dort, 12 points for Rachel Evavold. 10 came in the first quarter. 4 points for Bailey Tetzloff, 3 for Annie Reinsmith, 2 each for Kenzie Bausma and Erica Feenstra, 2 each for Jordan Van Manen and Maya Shemileski. Dort was outscored in the second quarter, 19-10. Other scores in the GPAC today, halftime, Briarcliff leads Morningside 38-29, Northwestern leads Hastings 44-40, Mount Marty over Doan 30-29, Dakota Wesleyan over Concordia 38-35, Jamestown and the College of St. Mary were tied. That game wasn't quite to halftime when we checked on that score. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of play right after this. Dort basketball as we begin the second half of play. Reinsmith over the top finds Feenstra. The assist to Reinsmith. The basket to Feenstra. She's got 4 points. And the defenders are back to within 4, 36-32. So the defenders down by 6 at halftime. And they cut it down to 4 immediately. Sullivan gives the basketball up to Hansen. Hansen with the ball. Hansen hands it back over to Severson. Severson with the basketball. Sullivan, 7 to shoot. Comes back to Hansen. Let's fly with the 3. Missed it. No good. Rebounds down on the ground. Picked up by Midland. And we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. Dort forces the tie-up. So a jump ball. It will be Midland basketball. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Midland basketball, Madison Severson. Severson goes right side and get it to Sullivan. 20 to shoot, 9 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in this third quarter. And a drive with the right hand by Amanda Hansen. She is fouled on the play by Peyton Harmson. And for Peyton, that is her first foul. Free throws on the way. First one is up and good for Amanda Hansen. Hansen, 11.9 points per game on average. She's been held scoreless thus far. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and down for Hansen. And it's back to a 6-point ball game, 38-32. Well, the way this day has gone so far, Dort can ill afford to fall behind by more than 6. Reinsmith loses the basketball. It's picked up by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland on the right-hand side. Sullivan comes back left side to Meadows. Meadows with the basketball. Meadows to Severson. Severson with it right side. Hansen. Hansen feeds it to the elbow. Shot is blocked by Evavold. 10 to shoot now. Comes back to Hansen. Hansen gets it back outside to Egger. 5 to shoot. Egger, Meadows. Long 3 on the way. It's up and good. 3-point basket for Amanda Hansen off of the busted play. And the defenders trail by 9, 41-32. With the basketball on the right side, Reinsmith. Reinsmith feeds it underneath. Then we've got a foul on the play called. And And Rachel Evold will go to the free throw line and will shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So Rachel Evold, two free throws. First one is up and good for Rachel Evold. Evold with a baker's dozen. 41-33, 8:08 remaining, third period. Midland stretches the lead to 9 moments ago. Dort brings it back to 8 right now, and now 7. 14 for Evold. 41-34, 8:04 remaining. Third quarter of action. Midland in front. Dort had it down to 4 not that long ago. Midland answered with a basket and then got a three-pointer with a shot clock winding down on their last possession. Dort defending. Midland has it out front. Pass goes left side. This is Hansen. And a hand check called on the defenders. That foul is going to go on Peyton Harmson. That is foul number 2 on Harmson. Team foul number 2 on the defenders in this quarter. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen out front. Hansen goes right side. Meadows. Meadows to Sullivan. Sullivan looking for Egger. Egger kicks it into the corner. Meadows back to Egger. Egger puts it up. Shot blocked by Evold. Rebound. Evold gives it off to Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Annie gives it back over to Peyton. Three ball on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound. Race down by Stamness. Deep left corner. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Pass goes left side, Stamness. Stamness tries to pass out of the double team. Midland comes away with a basketball. Now it's down on the floor, and they're going to call a foul on Peyton Harmson. Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 3 on her. Team foul number 3 on Midland. Pardon me, on Dort. Midland will be inbounding the basketball, leading 41-34. Midland with the lead and the basketball. 17 minutes remaining in this ball game. Warriors rifle it up the floor. Sullivan. Sullivan, left-hand side. Hansen. Hansen back to the wing. This is Haas. Haas picks up her dribble. Nearly picked off by Van Manen. Then Midland has the basketball. Left side, Haas. Haas, another three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound, Egger, and Egger loses it out of bounds. It's last touch by Dort. It will be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. .6:37 remaining. Third quarter of play. Midland leading by 7 with a basketball. Out front is Haas. Haas, Hansen. Hansen scoops it up. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Hansen of the two-point basket. She'll go to the free throw line to try and extend the lead to 10. That would be Midland's biggest lead of the ballgame. 43-34. An opportunity for Hansen to extend the lead to double figures. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Hansen here in the second half, 8 points. Midland leads by 10, 44-34. Chmielewski driving in, puts it up, blocked from behind by Haas. It will be Midland Dort basketball. Midland blocks it out of play. Throwing it in will be Chmielewski. Chmielewski tossing it, looking for the cutter. Throws over the top, and it's taken away by Midland. Dort College has not been sharp today at all. Bausma passes left side. They give it up to Hansen. Hansen to Haas. Haas for the basketball. Feed it down low. Kick out pass. Egger back over to Meadows. Meadows shot no good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball does not have the numbers. She's going to drive the lane anyhow. Her shot no good. Now run out opportunity as Haas did not get back on defense. Cherry picking, getting the two-point basket. She's got 16. And the Warriors lead at 46-34. Bausma in traffic. That one hits off the front iron and falls through. Defenders down by 10 on the shot from the right side of the lane by Bausma. Here comes Midland in transition. Layup with the right hand. Up and good for Egger. Egger on the jailbreak. She's got 12. And the defenders trail 48-36. Right side, Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma goes right side. to Kennard. Kennard trying to pass it down low for Tetzloff, and a turnover back to Midland. Midland leading by a dozen, 5:05 remaining in this quarter. So Midland will now take some time. Pass goes underneath, and Midland now extending the lead. Maddie Egger with a two-point basket. She's got 14, and that's the Midland lead, 50-36. Timeout on the floor, charge to Midland. You're listening. Pardon me, charge to Dort. It'll be Dort inbounding when we resume play right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Ryan Smith with a basketball on the left wing, looking for Stamness. Ryan Smith will back it out now and set the offense. Ryan Smith into the lane, gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra shot, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland. Dort gets a shot in the lane. They don't convert. Here comes Midland with a chance to build on the 14-point lead, 50-36. Midland basketball. Warriors have it. This is Shepard. Shepard on the left wing. Shepard gives the ball up to Haas. Step back, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Ryan Smith. Dort needs to get this lead under 10 before we get to the quarter break. They trail 50-36. It's been so hard to string together points, though, for the defenders, it seems. Pass goes left side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, Evavold. Evavold, one-on-one. Puts it up, gets the shot to go. Rachel Evavold on the left block. She's got 16, and the defenders trail 50-38. 50-38 across the timeline is Haas. Haas of the basketball, guarded by Harmson. Goes right side, driving is Shepard. Shepard lost it, and picking it up was Stamness, but they say she was on the baseline. Out of bounds, it'll be Midland basketball with 3:34 left in the third. Still 16 seconds on the shot clock. Was there a change of possession? They're going to say there was a change of possession, so it will be Midland with the basketball with 30 seconds on the shot clock. They inbound the basketball, and somebody got lost for the defenders, and an easy two-point basket for Sam Shepard. Dort trails by 14, 52-38. Give it up, Evavold. Evavold, Stamness, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. That's Wingert. Wingert gives it up, Thompson. Midland, three-pointer, short, no good, but there for the rebound. And now a weak side rebound controlled by Midland initially, but then Peyton Harmson reaches in and ties up Katie Gathje. And the defenders trail by 14, 52-38. 52-38, Ryan Smith on the right-hand side. Out front, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Goes left side to Feenstra. Feenstra, Stamness. Now Harmson. Harmson right wing. Evavold, 10 to shoot. Ryan Smith, 3. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold up strong. Her layup, good. Rachel Evavold with 18. And the defenders trail by 12, 52-40. Thompson with the basketball. Sullivan. Sullivan on the right wing. Sullivan uses her dribble now with the left hand. Comes back left wing to Shepard. Shepard into the corner. Wingert. Wingert with a basketball. Wingert. Ball deflected by Harmson. Picked up by Wingert. 6 to shoot. Goes into the corner. Sullivan. 17-footer. No good. Rebound taken away by Peyton Harmson. Harmson gives it up to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith. Stamness. Stamness. Looking down low for Feenstra. Back to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith splits the defense. Lays it up. No good. But a foul on the play called on Thompson for Midland. Casey Thompson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on her. Team foul number 2 on Midland. Annie Ryan Smith will shoot 2 free throws. Ryan Smith trying to cut this down to a 10-point ball game. First free throw is good. She's got 4. Another one on the way, 52-41. Tetzloff and Bausma check in along with Van Manen. Another free throw on the way for Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, free throw is up, skips around and falls through. Ryan Smith with a two-point basket. She's got 5. And the defenders are back to within 10, 52-42. Still 1:57 left to go in this third quarter. Let's see if Dort can get it down to single digits after trailing by as many as 14. Midland basketball quickly up the floor. Sullivan. Sullivan back out front to Hansen. Hansen, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Sullivan. Sullivan to Egger. Egger with the basketball, drives in. Shot blocked by Feenster. Rebound taken away by Bausma. And it is not for the faint of heart in the paint today. Both ways, you see a lot of bodies. And Thompson reaches around and fouls Feenstra as Feenstra posts up. That's going to be foul number two on Thompson. Team foul number three on Midland in this quarter. 1:29 remaining in the third. Meadows back into the game along with Hansen. Throwing the ball in, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, left side of the, pardon me, right side of the lane. They get it to Bausma. Bausma, right side, 12-footer, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Midland and Haas. Haas had the hot hand in the first half. 14 first-half points, 16 now for the ball game. Right side, Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball back to Haas. Haas, left wing, Hansen. Hansen lobs it underneath for Egger. Egger gives it up Sullivan. Sullivan shot, no good. But the called for the foul is Erica Feenstra's. They call her for a hip check underneath. And the defenders still trailing by 10, 52-42, sending McKenna Sullivan to the free throw line. And she reestablishes an 11-point lead for the Warriors. She averages 5.8 points per game. She's a 71% free throw shooter. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming, trying to extend it to 12. 104 remaining here in the third quarter. 54-42 as Sullivan makes both free throws. She's got 4 points, and the defenders have the basketball. Ryan Smith double-teamed. Ryan Smith triple-teamed now. The ball's down on the floor, picked up by Sullivan. And the ball controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball after the Dort turnover. Haas. Haas with it. Haas guarded by Rinesmith. Pass to Hansen. Hansen near the center jump circle. She goes left side, Sullivan. Sullivan guarded by Feenstra. Comes back right side, Hansen. 10 to shoot for the Warriors. Hansen back right side, Haas. Haas a three. Good. Lexus Haas with 19. Dort College trails 57-42. Midland has been in control much of this second half. Dort had it down to a manageable difference to start the ball game, start the quarter. But since then, Midland has been in control. A three-pointer by Rinesmith gets it back to 12, 57-45, but the defenders lose another 6 points in terms of overall ground. They get outscored 21-15 in the third quarter of play. And now the defenders facing a 12-point deficit with 10 minutes remaining as the quarter comes to a close. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Midland with the basketball after the quarter break. So Dort gets the alternating possession arrowed their way now. Need a stop for the defenders. They trail by 12. 57-45. Foul count starts over as well. Midland basketball. And a jump ball called as the defenders dig down as the post player, Katie Kiafji, puts the ball on the floor. 57-45. Defenders down 12. They dump it down low. With it is Evavold. Rachel with the left hand missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland gets the ball back. Haas. Haas will take it up the floor. She's had the hot hand. A game-high 19 points for Haas thus far. On the right side, Meadows. Meadows to Gathji. Gathji gives it up to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Hansen, long three on the way by the Midland Warriors. Meadows. Here comes Dort with the basketball after the rebound by Evavold. Ryan Smith lost the handle on it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It should be Dort basketball. 9 minutes remaining, so my mistake. Midland had the basketball on the alternating possession. Dort had one in between there. Midland with it out front now. Hansen. Hansen goes left side. Back out front. Gives to the free throw line. Gathje. Gathje to Meadows. Midland content to take some time off the clock. Leading by a dozen. Gathje puts it on the floor once. Into the corner. Meadows. Meadows driving in. Her right-handed shot, no good. Rebound Sullivan. Sullivan will bring it out to the perimeter. Midland will run more time. Midland with the basketball. Hansen. Hansen picks up her dribble. Hansen looking. Hansen goes out front. Gathje, 15 to shoot. This has been a long possession for Midland. On the left-hand side, Severson. Severson, elbow jumper, hangs on the rim and falls through. Madison Severson with her first 2 points. First 2 points of the fourth quarter for either team. It's 59-45. Out front it comes, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, dump it down low. Evavold, Evavold facing up against Gathje. Nothing there, back to Rinesmith, layup good. Annie Rinesmith with 7 points. Defenders trail 47-59, but now the clock becomes a real issue. You've got to get some stops, and then you need to get it down to 7 or 8. So far, Midland able to play downhill, if you will. Pass goes right side into the corner. Meadows guarded there by Stamness. Comes back out front. Severson, 6 to shoot. Severson will put up the step back. She missed it. Dort College will take that shot anytime. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness, nothing there. Looking, goes to the backdoor cut. Rinesmith to Evavold. Evavold, layup good. Rachel Evavold with 20. Defenders back to within 10, 59-49. 7:06 remaining in the ball game now. Midland calls a timeout. This will be of the 32nd variety. We will keep it right here. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So the Midland Warriors with a basketball leading by 10. There's 7:06 remaining in regulation. Dort has cut the lead to 10. They haven't had it under 10 in a long time, though. Got to look back and go all the way back to it being 41-34. Last time it was a 10-point lead or less. I should say less than a 10-point lead. 10 seconds remaining. Midland down to the baseline. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders in Penmanen. Vanmonen with the basketball up the floor. Jordan with the right hand. Hands it back over to Harmson. Wide open, Bausma. Bausma in the lane. Her leaner off the mark. No good. Rebound, Fien. Feenster's shot no good, and she is fouled on the play by Sullivan. Sullivan whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on her. And free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with 4 points. First free throw for Erica, off the mark, no good. She is 0 for 3 today. A second free throw coming. This one's up and good. So Feenster makes 1 of 2. The defenders are back to within 9, 59-50. Up the floor, Meadows, 6:23 and counting, ball game. Meadows has a seam, kicks it into the corner, nothing there. Eggert trying to take it in against Smitsdorf. Comes back out front for Hansen. Underneath Egger. Egger, off-balance shot, good. Maddie Egger with 16 points. Defenders trail 61-50. Vanmonen with the basketball. Brings it up. Feeds it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, and another foul called on McKenna Sullivan. And suddenly, fouls being called on those post moves that the defenders are putting on. Back-to-back possessions where the defenders have been able to get it into the block, and Feenstra has been fouled. Erica will go to the free throw line for 2. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. For Feenstra, this is her 212th free throw shot this season. Ryan Smith will be checking in if Feenster makes this free throw. So second free throw on the way for Erica is up and through. So Feenster makes both free throws. She's now 3 for 6 this afternoon. And the defenders are within 9, 61-52. Get a stop and a basket again, and now you're talking. Defenders trail by 9, though, 61-52, and Midland still in a position where they can work the clock and take a shot with about 5.5 remaining, trying to turn that clock into an ally. Pass, left side, picked up by Midland. This is Hansen. Hansen on the wing. Hansen uses upper dribble, 10 to shoot, comes back over to Haas. Haas guarded by Bausma. Left side, Hansen. Hansen, spin move. Ryan Smith able to bother her. Ben Monin gets the steal. Here come the defenders. Ryan Smith up the floor. Annie all the way to the hoop, lays it off for Bausma. Comes back out front, Ben Monin. Lob pass underneath Evavold. Evavold fires it outside Stamna. Sienna in traffic. Back to Rinesmith. Straight on. Bank shot. Good. Annie Rinesmith with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 61-54. 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Midland is going to call the timeout. Leading by 7. The defenders putting on a charge here to start the fourth quarter of play. They've outscored Midland 9-4 to start the fourth quarter. We've got a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 61-54, Midland leading by 7. Two fouls on the Warriors so far in this quarter. None on the defenders. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. Dort with the basket on defense. Midland basketball after that timeout. Pass goes over to Egger. Egger pass underneath. Taken back by Evavold. Evavold gives it off to Ryan Smith. Here come the defenders with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. Right side, Evavold reverses Stamnis. 3 ball on the way. In and out. No good. Ball deflected, though. And now a foul called on the rebound against the Midland, against the defenders. It's going to be on Erica Feenster. That's number 2 on her, according to Connor Singhuizen. We have seen Connor and the official often this year. Get to this point of the year, the faces become very familiar. With the basketball, Lexus Haas. Haas goes over to Severson. Severson with the basketball down to the baseline. Dort missed on that opportunity to cut into the 7-point lead. Ball out front. Haas, 12 to shoot, 4:15 remaining. Haas picks up her dribble. Goes over to Hansen, 5 to shoot. Goes high post. Taken away by Bausma. Here comes Dort College. Bausma, one-man fast break. Lays it up with the right hand. Gets it to go. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point basket. Dort back to within 5, 61-56. 3:55 remaining. Dort on defense, Midland basketball, Haas. Haas, left side, gives it to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard, Hansen. Hansen puts it up in traffic, shot no good. But the ball is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball with 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 3:41 left in the game. Troy Wolber waiting for a Midland Warrior to come down to the baseline to inbound. He hands it to Haas. Haas will throw it in. Haas gets it inbounded to Shepard. Shepard to Haas. And Dort dives down on it. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's defender basketball. Sienna Stamnis ties it up. I should say ties up the player. And the defenders have it back. Trailing by 5, 61-56. Ryan Smith with it at the top of the key. Ryan Smith goes right side. This is Stamnis. Stamnis, left side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith fires cross court. Stamnis, lob it down low for Evavold. Evavold, hook shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Get the rebound as Feenster fires out front. Ryan Smith, three banger, good. 3-point basket, Annie Ryan Smith. And the Defenders lead 61-59, but the Defenders now making a ball game of it after sleepwalking through most of this second half. The Defenders back to within two, 61-59. Defenders call a timeout, 3:10 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Midland basketball after the timeout. Leading by two are the Warriors after the three-point shot from straight on by Annie Rinesmith. Midland with the basketball, left side. They go to Hansen, 12 to shoot. Hansen throws it down low for Egger. Egger, step back, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Stamness, gets it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, Rinesmith out front. Defenders down two. Trailed by double digits much of this second half. Rinesmith, left side, Stamness, 2.5 left. Right side, Rinesmith. They try to feed it down low for Evavold. And they're going to reset the shot clock to 15, I believe. They'll get the shot clock reset. It'll be Dort inbounding the basketball. Bausma checks out. And throwing the ball in for the Defenders will be Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Trigger. Rinesmith gets it into Harmson. Harmson to Rinesmith, 13 to shoot. Rinesmith, Harmson, left side. Try pass it underneath, and it's taken away by Midland. Sullivan comes away with a steal. Feenstra's called for a foul underneath. Team foul number two on the Defenders in this quarter. Three fouls now on Feenstra, and with 2:20 remaining, Midland will have the basketball back, trying to get back to a two-possession difference. Dort showing full-court pressure defense. Hansen with the basketball. Hansen up the floor, 2:13 and counting. Hansen still has the dribble, passes left side to Haas. Haas with it, 2:05 left. Comes back right wing, well out on the floor, Hansen. Hansen at the top of the key, 10 to shoot. Ball taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen stumbles and tries to pass it off to Feenstra and ends up throwing it behind Feenstra. Van Manen had a steal. She got tripped up, though, as she made her move across midcourt. No call made, and that changed an opportunity at a breakaway layup into making a decision, and she threw it behind Erica Feenstra. Ball taken away by Bausma. Bausma, foot race. Bausma, shot, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Feenstra. It'll be Midland basketball back. Van Manen will check back into the game for the Defenders. Checking out is Stamness. 1:39 left. It's still 61-59 Midland. A lot can happen yet over these final 99 seconds. Ball's inbounded. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Defenders trying for a tie-up, and we've got a foul called on Kenzie Bausma in the backcourt. Kenzie trying to get down on it and force a tie-up. That is team foul number three on the Defenders in this quarter. That is also foul number three against Kenzie Bausman. We have a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, your hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Midland inbounding the basketball. They've got two timeouts remaining. They get the ball inbounded in the backcourt. 90 seconds left. Midland with a two-point lead. Dort College trying to press the issue. They give it off to Severson. Severson with the basketball, right side to Hansen. Guarded there by Bausma. Ball is loose. Picked up by Severson in the corner. 13 to shoot. Comes back to Sullivan. Sullivan with it. Sullivan comes back to Hansen. Hansen puts it up in under duress. Good. Amanda Hansen with a two-point basket. Dort trails 63-59. Rinesmith with the basketball. Neither team is in the bonus yet. Pass goes over to Bausma. Bausma, left side, Van Manen. Van Manen under a minute to go. Dort down by four. Comes back over to Rinesmith. 16 to shoot for the Defenders. They give it up to Evavold. Evavold, they don't double-team her. Comes back out front. Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland in the driver's seat, up two possessions. Dort needs to commit a foul. Dort will needs to commit a foul. Coming over is Van Manen, and Van Manen commits a foul. That's foul number three on the Defenders. No, four in this quarter. It'll be Midland inbounding the basketball. So Dort missed on that opportunity to get it back to a single-possession ball game. So now it's back to a two-possession game after the heavily defended layup by Hansen. And the defenders must commit a foul. Annie Rinesmith comes over, commits the foul. Madison Severson will now shoot free throws. Midland trying to hang on and win, scoring just 6 points so far in this quarter. 63-59, they led by 14 after they scored the first basket of the fourth quarter to go up 59-45. Dort then scored five in a row to get it back to 59-50, and then they scored the next 9 points after Midland got up 61-50. Dort had it down to two with possession, had a couple of chances, missed on those opportunities. And now Severson makes the first free throw and makes the second. It is a six-point ball game, 65-59. We have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 33.3 seconds remaining in regulation. It will be Dort basketball after the timeout. Dort basketball after the timeout. Rinesmith will pick it up at midcourt, gets a running start, drives into the lane, kick out Harmson. Harmson, three-pointer, good. Peyton Harmson with a three, gets Dort back to within three, 65-62. So Peyton Harmson knocks down a three from the right baseline, and the defenders have it down to 65-62. It'll be Midland basketball, length of the floor in front of them. The defenders use their second-to-last timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, the defenders back to within three, 65-62. The defenders have not led since it was 24-22. Midland went on an 8-0 run at that point to go up 30-24. They led 36-30 at the half. The defenders trailed by four to start the second half after they scored to make it 36-32, but then the lead steadily went up and got to as many as 15 at 57-42 before Midland settled for a 12-point lead, 57-45 at the end of the quarter. In the fourth quarter, Midland extended the lead to 14 to start with a basket, 59-45, and then the defenders went on a 5-0 run. Midland broke it up with a 2-point basket. Dort went on a 9-0 run then to get to within two, had a couple of chances to tie or take the lead, failed to do so. And we've arrived at this point, Midland leading 65-62. Midland inbounds in the backcourt. They bring it up the floor. They give it to Haas, 23 seconds remaining. Pass right side, Hansen. And Hansen is finally, Severson that is finally fouled. So Severson fouled on the play. And Midland will be shooting free throws with 19.4 seconds remaining. 12 precious seconds tick off of the clock, and Midland extends the lead to two possessions, 66-62. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good, so two made free throws. Midland leads 67-62. Dort up the floor. Rinesmith drives all the way in, lays it up too strong. Feenstra with a putback attempt, misses on the putback attempt, but is fouled on the play. And Erica Feenster will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 67-62, Dort with an opportunity to cut into the 5-point lead with the clock stopped. Free throw by Erica, up and good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra with a couple of field goals and four free throws made. She's been held in check today. Second free throw by Feenstra is up and good as well, so Feenstra makes them both. Midland is inbounding up three, 67-65. They get the ball inbounded to Amanda Hansen, who is a 71% free throw shooter. Dort commits a foul immediately. They need Hansen to miss both of these free throws to have a realistic chance. There's 12 seconds remaining in regulation. Hansen today 3-for-3 from the free throw line for the season, 110-for-153. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. A second free throw on the way. That one makes it tough. 68-64. Now it's a two-possession ball game again. Second free throw on the way is up. That one hangs on the rim and falls through. 69-64. Defenders down five. Foul across midcourt. And the foul is charged to Hansen. That was the foul that Midland had to give. Now Dort will inbound again near midcourt. They get the ball into Ryan Smith. 7 seconds left. Ryan Smith driving in. Off-balance shot. No good. And that's going to do it. Midland's going to hang on and win it. Just a matter of what the final score is going to be. It's 69-64 currently. Dort commits a foul in the backcourt with 1.2 seconds remaining. And the Midland Warriors are going to survive and get a win on the road today to go to 10-10 in the league. Dort College is going to fall to 12-8. And this will be the first loss for the defenders this season to a team either receiving votes or in the top 15. First free throw is up and good for Haas. She's got another one coming. Haas makes them both. 71-64. And the Midland Warriors are going to get a 7-point win on the road here this afternoon over the Dort Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Defender women's basketball team drops a tough one. This is one where the defenders were not sharp, and it showed. And there was a period of time where the defenders just they weren't not on top of their game today, and you can blame it on a lot of different things. But at the end of it all, we talk a lot about having to just be tough and fight through, and today the defenders unable to do so as they fall by a final score in women's play, 71-64. The defenders fall to 12-8 and 19-9 overall. And right now we're going through the senior recognitions lined up over on the baseline to my right. And the lone senior in the Dort College women's basketball program is Kenzie Bausma. Kenzie Bausma being recognized by Bill Harmson, and Harmson also coached Kenzie during her high school career at Western, so they do have a long history. And then the men's program will also be recognizing three individuals. They are Alec Henriksen, who will conclude his basketball career at Dort among the top scorers in Dort College basketball history. He has over 1,300 career points, and he will add to that total in all likelihood here over the next couple of weeks as the men's basketball team continues through their season. Bausma has over 500 career points as well, and you know, over 300 rebounds, and take into account that she has also contributed to significantly to the women's soccer program as well, and she has been a scholar athlete. She will be a scholar athlete for a fourth time this season. So that's Kenzie Bausma. Alec Henriksen, as I mentioned, over 1,300 career points. And then a couple of men's players, a couple of men involved with the program, Josh Casimir and Jacob Lewis. Lewis involved in a significant car accident at the end of his freshman season, cut his playing career short. But the he has continued with the program since then. And also Josh Casimir, he was planning on playing this year, and a shoulder injury just prevented him from continuing on the court with the defenders, and he has taken on more of a support role for the Dort defenders this season. And those are the three men's basketball players who are being recognized currently, and that is what's happening now with Brian Van Haften. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World postgame wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We are into the Wireless World postgame wrap. We've had the recognition of the seniors involved with the basketball program. We highlighted them moments ago. Let's take a look at the numbers then from not so disappointing that the Defenders lost, but just not a great outing by the Defenders today, and that it translates into a loss here this afternoon, 71-64. The Defenders lose to Midland. Midland led the entire second half. They led by as many as 15 and by as few as 2. They were able to withstand the different opportunities that Dort had to cut even further into the lead, potentially tie it or take the lead, and it ends up as a 7-point win for the Warriors. Quarter scores, Dort led 20-17 at the end of the first, trailed 36-30 at the end of the half, 57-45 they were down at the end of the third quarter, and it ends up a 71-64 final. The Defenders outscore Midland 19-14 in the fourth quarter, but can't get over the top. Midland, 22 of 54 from the floor, 41%, 40.7 to be exact. 8 of 21 from the three-point line, 38%. That's about 10 percentage points better than their season average. And they were 90.5% from the free throw line, 19 of 21. For the Defenders, 22 of 60 from the floor, 36.7%. 25% on threes. They were 5 for 20, 2 of 12 at half, 3 of 8 in the second half, and 15 for 18 from the free throw line for 83%. The Defenders out-rebounded Midland 36-35. Both teams had 19 turnovers. Dort had 14 steals. Dort had 14 steals. Alexis Haas led Midland with 21 points, 5 of 7 from the three-point line. Maddie Egger added 16 points, 12 points for Amanda Hansen, 9 for Sam Shepard, 3 for Casey Thompson, 6 for Madison Severson, and 4 for McKenna Sullivan for their total of 71. For Dort, they were led by Rachel Evebold with 20 points. Annie Rinesmith ends with 15, 9 for Erica Feenstra. She was limited to just 4 field goal attempts for the ballgame. Kenzie Balsamo with 6. Peyton Harmson had 3. Sienna Stamnis had 3. Bailey Tetzloff had 4. Jordan Van Manen and Maya Shemileski each had 2 points apiece. Midland was led in rebounding by Alexis Haas with 6 rebounds along with Maddie Egger. 8 rebounds for Sienna Stamnis. 5 for Erica Feenstra. And 4 for Jordan Van Manen. Annie Rinesmith, Rachel Evebold, both had 4 assists, 3 steals for Peyton Harmson, 2 steals for Kenzie Balsma, and Rachel Evebold along with Sienna Stamnis and Jordan Van Manen. The Defenders, 12-8 for the year in the league. Midland is 10-10. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Bill Harmson right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College Defenders on the short end of an 81-74 decision here this afternoon with the Midland Warriors. And taking a seat beside me is Coach Bill Harmson. And Coach Harmson, looking at the stat sheet pretty intently. And I looked at it too, and there's no one glaring thing that stands out, but a multitude of things, it appears. And that translates into a disappointing loss at home by 7 to the Midland Warriors.
Yeah, when it translates to a multitude of things, Mike, you're exactly right. Then what it boils down to is, did we approach this game with the mental edge that we should have? Did we prepare ourselves well enough to come into this game and have success? And, you know, statistically, you know, you can tear these stat sheets apart and really look deep. But I didn't think we played with as much pep in our step and energy as what we did on Wednesday night. And it could be, you know, for the long trip to Jamestown. And, you know, I'm sure we can find a multitude of excuses, but we let an opportunity slip through our hands here today.
Midland, you got up on Midland early, but you could never shake them. You could never get a 6 or 8 point lead. And I felt like at that point that was kind of the harbinger for what was to come in that, yeah, you could never get that 2 point lead up to 6 or 8 and really take control of things.
No, and the I think it was the second quarter. What was it, at 19 or we 19 to 10 second quarter? And that's where that deficit was. We never ever regained the lead from that point. And you know, we cut it down, you know, at the end of the game and made it exciting for the crowd. But it was just one of those days, Mike, where I just didn't think we had that pep in our step, and I just didn't think we had the we did some uncharacteristic things from what we've been seeing over the past 3 weeks. We did some uncharacteristic things today that just didn't seem right. I thought in the first quarter we executed pretty well offensively. We moved the ball really well. They hedge hard on the ball screens, and we never really adjusted well out of that. And so it's just kind of an uncharacteristic game for us, and one of those that we can't feel bad about. We got Briarcliff coming in next week with another huge opportunity for us, so we got to take care of business next week.
What can you do as a coaching staff to make this the anomaly today and not a regular occurrence? Is there anything you can do?
I don't know. Game number 29 coming up on Wednesday, you know, you are who you are at this point. And I really liked who we were for about a three-week stretch there. I thought we did some really good things. And then today, for whatever reason, we were just a little bit off. And I know Coach Dom always talks about those long road trips and how those long road trips really impact players on a Saturday afternoon, and you know, maybe that was it today. But we're certainly, you know, I love this team. I love how hard they work. You know, they're really bummed out that we lost this game, but also know that we got a lot of opportunities laying ahead next week that we have to take advantage of.
And that's the key. I've talked to coaches so much, and one thing that has stuck with me, I don't remember which former coach it is that said this: we can't let one turn into two or three.
No.
You've got to stop it, and you've got to refocus quickly, and you get the opportunity to do that beginning on Monday with practice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mike, this is the first unranked team that beat us this year, and our girls have really taken care of business all season long, and you know, they're going to be disappointed in this loss. And I just said to them, you know, tape doesn't lie, so I'm really interested in going back. You know, I know how I feel right now, and I can't wait to watch the tape to see if the tape lies or if I'm way wrong. So I'm really looking forward to being able to get back, you know, get home and watch tape tonight and just kind of tear it apart and see where we got to get better.
Coach Harmson, disappointing loss. I'm glad we haven't talked about disappointing losses too much this year, and I think that's probably the thing that we have to keep in mind. And one more week of the regular season. The finish line, if you will, for this portion is in sight.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll see if we can push through the next two games.
Yeah, absolutely. The next two games are going to be huge for us, just for seeding in the conference tournament. And so we got to make sure that all of our ducks are in a row and we're ready to compete hard next week Wednesday.
Coach Harmson, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Bill Harmson talking about today's loss with the Midland Warriors. The defenders on the short end of a 71-67 decision. And let's get to one more item of business. That is the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, provides physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. For the defenders today, it's awfully difficult to pick between Rachel Evavold and Annie Rinesmith, but I need to. I'm going to go with Rachel Evavold today. 20 points, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 8 of 14 from the deck. She had 3 rebounds. She also had 4 assists and 2 steals in a little under 30 minutes of play. Rachel Evavold is your defender player of the game for today. Let's take another break, and we will be back setting the table for the men's contest right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment.